So I'm joined by David Sinclair of the David Sinclair Four, who were last in the studio with me in 2019 performing with the harmonica legend Laurie Garman. And it's great to speak to you again. How are you this morning, David?
Hello, Michelle. I'm fine, thanks. I remember that day very well. We came and saw you and played in your studio. It was great fun.
Absolutely an amazing live performance as well. One of my favourites, actually. Now, last time you came in, you were talking about your then album, which was called Sweet Georgina, and about up-and-coming gigs. But you're back with a brand new album and a first release, and you've also got a release show in London. So tell us about the album. It's being released on the 2nd of September, isn't it?
That's right, Michelle. It's called Apropos Blues, from the French, apropos, meaning appropriate or to the point.
Yep.
And it's that's what it is. It's 10 great tracks that we've put together since we last saw you. In fact, it was about the time we started writing this and recorded in periods and patches during the lockdown and afterwards. And we're really thrilled with it, really excited. It's I think, one of the, well, artists always tell you this, but it's the best thing they've done. But you do feel proud and pleased when it's ready and finished and about to be released, and that's where we are. And we've got a great live show coming up on September the 1st, the day before it's released.
Yes.
At the Half Moon Putney. So that's all very exciting.
Tell us about who's playing on this album, and give us a flavour of some of the tracks as well.
Okay, well, the rhythm section on the album is the Mendoza brothers, Joss and Rory, who played with the band for quite a long time. They are the young powerhouse behind the rather more mature leader of the band, and also the lead guitarist, who is Jeff Peel. And I think it was Jeff and me and Laurie who came into the studio that time. And so there's the four of us. Obviously, it's the DS4, but we've also got Laurie playing on the album. He's the fifth member of the four. And we've also got a guest rapper on one of our tracks, which we were very pleased about and has caused some quite a consternation in some quarters. But I think most people have been very pleased to hear it. It's a guy called Johnny Cypher, who comes from Glasgow. And he just did some freestyling rap on one of the tracks called Hip Hopping. And It's a bit of a mashup between blues and hip hop. So we're pretty excited about that.
Tell us about your songwriting. Do you write stuff on the guitar, or do you get lyrics come to you while you're sort of singing? How does it work for you, or is it different every time?
It's a simpatico process. I always write with a guitar in my hands, and so I very very rarely write a lyric just on its own, as it were. So I find the two reinforce each other, and you kind of work out what's going to work with one bit, the playing and the singing. Obviously, the lockdown era has been a big sort of an inspiration, but also a curse, really, because everyone's got a lockdown album, and it's like there's just too much of it, really. And it's all, and also, that hopefully, it's in the rearview mirror now. We don't want to sort of, well, I'm personally not inclined to really spend a lot of time dwelling on that whole period, which was pretty depressing and miserable. But it was a good chance to really explore things, you know. We dropped the bucket deep into the well. We came up with some really interesting stuff, and we put it all together in a way, I hope, that I don't know, casts a slightly different light on the blues experience.
The album, is it on Bandcamp at the moment?
It'll be on Bandcamp when it's released on the 2nd. It'll be everywhere on the 2nd. You can download it, you can listen to it on Spotify or YouTube or wherever it is you go, Apple. There's so many.
Yeah.
And then the CD, the physical CD, which you can go into the shops and buy, or you can order from Amazon or from our website, for that matter, or Bandcamp. That comes out actually on the 9th of September, that physical CD.
As I always say, buy the CD. Because it helps the band. It helps the band, doesn't it? Because, you know, I mean, if you go back years ago, you would have bought a physical vinyl of something, and that would have, money would have gone to the band. Now with Spotify and iTunes, as David knows, it's very difficult sometimes to even claw back, you know, just because you've got recording costs. There's costs involved if you want to make music as a professional musician, and you have to try and get those costs back so you can put it into doing more music. So it's great to listen on Spotify and iTunes. Do that as well, but buy the CD.
Well, that's a great message. And I would add to it, go to the gig and buy the CD.
Yes, yes.
If that's not asking too much.
Yeah, because the gig's going to be on the 1st of September. The day before the album comes out, you will be able to get a signed copy, if you're lucky, at the gig, which is going to be at the Half Moon in Putney. Have you played there before?
Yeah, we have actually, Michelle. It's a great venue. It's one of our favourites. It's got great stage, good sight lines, nice sound setup. You know, the PA is brilliant and the good engineer. And it's always a great night there. We've played quite a few launch shows over the years, and they've had their moments. You know, we played one at the Borderline for our Yellow album in 2015, which was a very notable occasion. Mm. But I think the Half Moon is very close to my heart. It's a nice place to be and to go to, and I'm hoping. Well, I'm sure it's going to be a great night all round.
Because you've got your special guest, as you mentioned. Are you allowed to say that on air?
Yeah. Laurie Garman, our harmonica player. Obviously, he's a sort of special house guest almost. He's part of the band, really. And Johnny Cypher. And also for this gig, our drummer, Jack Sinclair, my son, in fact, who disappeared to become a World Series of Poker star. He's done very well on that professional poker circuit, if you please, since his days as a sound engineer in London and playing drums for me. He's back in town. He's just flown in from Barcelona, where he was competing, and he's going to be doing the gig with us. So it's a kind of return to the old, the classic DS4, if you like, on September 1st.
Oh, how wonderful. When he started playing the drums, were you like, yes? How old was he when he picked up the drumsticks? As you're a musician, were you like, yay?
Well, the thing is, I had a drum kit up in the attic. I've been hiding it, really. And Jack went up there one day. He was 13, I think, or maybe 14. And he said, hey, Dad, there's a drum kit up there. Did you know? And I said, yeah, I did, actually. And he said, can I get it down? And, of course, that was it. Within about 2 weeks, he learned how to play really, really well. Yeah. I played with him when I started this group. He played with me, you know, 13, 14. But he was too young to do gigs. He didn't really do that. But he eventually joined the band. When he was sort of at the right moment, as it were, a bit older. And then he went off to uni and became a very successful sound engineer. He worked with Trevor Sahm at Air Studios in London. Yeah. And he worked with, you know, Trevor Horn, as I said, sorry, Seal and Pharrell and all these kind of people. I mean, possibly at quite a low level, if you like. He was a tape operator at certain points. But he's got a lot of experience and knows what he's doing.
Oh, excellent. That's so fabulous to have him in the band with you. You've got, with promo for this gig at the Half Moon in Putney, you said you might have some tennis stars. You're not allowed to say who they are, but possibly tennis stars could be turning up as well. And a few industry friends.
Well, the industry friends, you know, Michelle, as you know, I also have another gig as a music journalist. And over the years, I've met, you know, made friends and know a lot of people in the industry and contacts and so forth. And so I'm hoping that some of them are going to come. I think Robin Denslow is going to show up, and the Guardian writer and well known for his time at BBC Two and Newsnight and all the rest of it. And the tennis stars. Well, the tennis is a thing. I play tennis. That's my recreational activity, if you like, vice even, possibly, my wife might say. But I'm always out on the tennis courts, and so I have a lot of friends in the tennis world, but they're not exactly superstars, I've got to say. You know, I call them stars. They're stars in my book, Michelle.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to get some people along who I, you know, from the other parts of my life. It's great to have friends and family and people supporting you. I don't think John McEnroe is going to show up. I think I can be confident that's not going to happen.
Well, you never know. You never know.
But you never know. Maybe now he's heard it on Phoenix FM, you know.
He's a regular listener, so I heard.
Yeah, that's it. Well, what's the words out there?
So the gig on Half Moon in Putney, is there a ticket price, and what time are you on?
Well, it kicks off around 8, and the ticket price is £8 if you get it online in advance. It's a bit more, I think, £10 if on the door. So best to book online if you can.
This is the first lead track off of the album, which you've mentioned already, featuring Johnny Cypher, and it's called Hip Hopping. How did you get the idea for this track?
Wow. Well, it was quite a story, actually. We were up in Scotland playing a gig at a place called the Burnham Arts Centre. And it was a sort of songwriters conventional, if you like. And I'd taken the band up there to sort of, well, Jeff and I usually co-write our songs. So it was a great opportunity to do a bit of work on some new songs. And hip hopping, there was all these rappers there. Normally when you do these songwriting shows, the songwriters, you know, it's usually people with acoustic guitars and singing rather heartfelt lyrics about their divorces or breakups or whatever.
Yeah.
But there was a bunch of rappers. And so we thought, wow, hip hopping, that's a good idea for a song. So we figured out we would write a song called Hip Hopping, which we did. And Johnny Cypher, who was sort of there on the same bill, he was on the same show. He said, hey, I like this song of yours. It's great. I can't do his accent. Don't ask me. He said, I'll come and do a little freestyling. I'll do a little freestyle rap when you're playing it. So we said, oh, yeah, okay, great. And we never thought much of it. And then he suddenly jumped up and started rapping away while we were playing. And it worked really well. So when we came to record the actual track, we thought, well, we'd get Johnny to just really properly write and do a rap. And it starts off at the track at right at the beginning. You'll hear it's like it's meant to be me and Johnny bumping into each other on the street, and he's saying, "Hey, how's it going?" I'm saying, "We've been waiting for you, Johnny."
Yeah.
And he says, "Right, let's do it," and off it goes. And then he comes in later in the song, doing his rap, and I think it's great. And we've had a lot of excited opinion about it because it's not what you expect on a blues track, but I think it works great. And he's clever. He's a clever lyric writer. If you hear the words, they're really smart.
Now, people want to find out more about you across social media, so give a shout out for your socials.
Yeah, well, the website is the place to start. It's www.davidsinclair4.com, and then that'll take you to everywhere else. So you've got Spotify, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and it's all David Sinclair 4, and that's it. You know, please do check it out. The Spotify particularly is a good one. To find all our songs, you know, there's about 60 out there now, I think. Once this album goes up, it gets to 61 or 62, I think.
Wow.
And so there's a lot to explore. You're going to like something, hopefully.
Definitely. It's really lovely to see you. Hopefully, you know, we get a chance next year or later in the year to come in and play live. Always a pleasure to have you in the studio. That live set you did last time was absolutely incredible. So I wish you all the best with the gig and the new album. And we're going to play this track now, which is the David Sinclair 4. It's featuring, as David just mentioned, Johnny Cypher. And this is called Hip Hopping. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Michelle.
Take care. All right. Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.
David, what have you guys been up to?
Johnny Cypher, we've been waiting for you, man.
All right then, let's get it done.
Well, I'm hip hopping. I'm on a trip, I'm bebopping. We'll let it rip, no stopping. There's no dip, it's all topping.